And a day after announcing he would resign as president of FIFA, Sepp Blatter was back at FIFA headquarters in Zurich today, where his staff reportedly gave him a standing ovation. Meanwhile, FIFA sponsors, including Visa, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, are applauding Blatter's resignation. They're calling for reform at soccer's world governing body, but they're so far not withdrawing support during FIFA's ongoing corruption scandal. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York. And Maggie, Blatter's resignation isn't effective until a new president is elected, and FIFA says that could take months. But did his saying he would step down maybe take pressure off sponsors, to pull their support?
Oh, I don't think so, Robin. I mean, FIFA is an organization that is accused of corruption on a massive scale. I mean, we really haven't seen anything like it. Many of its top executives are under investigation. So there are many who are saying that there's more pressure maybe for the sponsors to step up and get more involved, use the power of their purse to try to force reform at this opportunity. And actually, some say that maybe it does present an opportunity to force FIFA to clean house, and the fact that it's not happening right on the eve of an election maybe will free up these corporations to speak out more vocally. They won't be seen as influencing the result of it. We've got some months ahead of that now, but I think the pressure is going to remain on the sponsors as well as FIFA itself.
Well, but why haven't they withdrawn support, given, as you said, it's so huge? Last year, we saw sponsors behave very differently during the scandal in the U.S., the racist remarks from then L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Many sponsors did then end or suspend their deals. So, I mean, this, as you said, massive corruption. Why aren't they pulling out?
I mean, in some ways, it's probably because they're going to, take the posture innocent until proven guilty, rather. They're going to need this to play out in a legal venue. I'm going to tell you, there are some people who believe that they should be pulling out or they should be doing something more stringent. But, I spoke to a brand person today who said in some ways the corporations themselves may be victims of this, too. I mean, it's their money that is now associated with this mess, and that there's a difference in some of these cases. In that when you're talking about some of the specific player issues or Sterling, these are individual actions. Or if you think about like the Tour de France, when it was actually involved, the game itself, this is one remove from the actual event.
Right.
And so it's sort of the business entity running it. And for that reason, the sponsors may be reluctant to move very quickly. Although people say that they're sort of, emergency meetings. And again, the pressure is going to stay on them. I mean, they need to make themselves vocal. Can they do that in a way where they don't pull their sponsorship, but they put their muscle into it? I think that's what people want to see happen.
Right. Well, just briefly, though, there is a lot of money, in the World Cup, ticket sales, sponsorship deals. And do you remind us that we think of this as somebody else's sport, but no. Americans are very involved.
Absolutely. I mean, more Americans buy World Cup tickets than any other country right now. And you have to remember,
except
there's
Brazil.
Not a professional. Right. But everyone plays soccer in this country. 1.2 billion people, Robin, watched the last World Cup, and FIFA made $2.4 billion in TV rights alone, $1.6 in sponsorships. So this is a very, very lucrative game, and it's a very popular one. So this is rocking the sports world as well as the financial world this week.
I was stunned by that. More Americans buy World Cup tickets than any other country besides
Shocking,
Brazil.
Right? Yeah.
Amazing. CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you as always.
Sure thing, Robin. Thanks.